in our vast audience. No cell phones, Joe. Sorry. Okay, approval of meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opinion? Minutes are approved. Nothing May 3rd. Regular agenda. I have down here Alderman Thomas. Is he going to be showing up?
No, sir, I don't think so. But I'm happy to answer any questions or anything you'd like to.
Okay.
Would you like me to?
Yes, please.
Can I have staff present first?
Oh, staff, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I was not paying attention.
Last month?
No.
You ready, Dr. Minister?
Sarah, please take the mic away.
Okay. This application is a request to name a park, Windsor Park. The park is located on lots 303 to 313 Linwood Road and 12407 Woodley Road, all of which are located in the Windsor Park neighborhood. You can see them highlighted here. The standards in Article E, Section 4 apply, which were adopted in 2017. In terms of the criteria, this name meets the criteria to strengthen neighborhood identity. The name of the park, Windsor Park, reflects the name of the neighborhood, Windsor Forest. The city archives director suggested also considering Windsor Forest Park, though was comfortable with either name. And the petitioner prefers the proposed name of Windsor Park. The lots proposed for the park were once residential, but they were destroyed by a flood in 1999 and are now FEMA lots and owned by the city. In terms of restrictions, the standards are met. There are no restrictions that apply to these lots. In terms of considerations, the following must be considered. The number of residents and businesses directly affected, community diversity, the historical significance of any pre-existing name or location, the appropriateness and compatibility of the request in relation to the area, the impact on emergency services, continuity and stability. These standards are all met. So staff is recommending approval to City Council to name these lots Windsor Park because the name meets the standards. And I can answer any questions you may have.
Questions for staff? I'm missing the basics on this. Is this a bunch of empty lots or what is it?
Yes, they're currently vacant. The homes were flooded in 1999 and now the lots are owned by the city.
Oh.
They were FEMA lots.
Yes, they're FEMA lots.
So there's nothing.
Okay. Are they gonna flood again?
They may, that's why the city owns them.
Well, let's make it a park.
No. Where is this actually located in Windsor Forest?
So here's Linwood Road, you'll see there, and then Windsor Road.
Okay.
And then right up here you see Woodley.
Windsor and Woodley?
Yes. So then here's the Linwood and Woodley is right at that intersection.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of the petition by the city alderman as staff is presented.
Shouldn't we
hear from the petition? We don't have to.
We don't. What is that?
He can have the opportunity to comment, but he doesn't have to.
Okay, well, that's all from the...
I'll make a few brief comments. Joseph Sherhouse with the city manager's office. So Sarah pretty much covered a lot of the details. I would just add maybe some context to the planning for the park. There's a walking trail that's being installed now and a dog park that will also be installed there. It's adjacent to the Windsor Park Community Center, so it will be a nice comprehensive aspect to the community assets that are in that area. So again, it is a FEMA lot, which is prone to flooding because it's a low-lying area. There's a lot of restrictions on what can be built and put within this land due to likely other damage from floodwaters. So the dog park and walking trail are a few things that are allowed within the particular park. I encourage you to drive by. It's got a beautiful tree canopy and it's really a nice space.
Is there going to be any additional landscaping?
So this will go into the city's park system, which is one of the reasons we presented this to the Park and Tree Commission as well. So when a piece of land is incorporated, it moves from right-of-way, consideration of right-of-way, which FEMA lots are, into the active park system, which means the city would have to use different resources to maintain it. So that is an impact that will change. Instead of using our FEMA lot mowing right-of-way financial aspects, we'll be using our park and tree or greenscapes department to maintain this particular space. So a short answer would be it's now incorporated into the city's park system.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a very fortuitous place to put it. Any questions for presenter?
No, I second his motion. If it's in order.
Well, just to make sure, I'm going to ask.
I move staff approval. Okay. I move recommendation to the staff.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
I think I'm in order so far. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries.
No, I don't live in Windsor Forest.
I don't
know. But I'm just glad to know it's there. Okay.
Are you ready for the next petition, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, please.
This is another application to name a park. The proposed name is Veterans Memorial Park, and this is a little bit confusing. The actual park will be located right here. You can see there's Abercorn Street right there, and then Abercorn Frontage right there. The lot is adjacent to the southernmost end of the Harry Truman Parkway and is bounded by Abercorn Street to the south and east and Abercorn Frontage Road to the north and the west. The same standards apply as to the previous one. In terms of criteria, the criteria met include honoring and commemorating noteworthy persons associated with the city of Savannah and to commemorate local history, places, events, and culture. The name of the park, Veterans Memorial Park, will honor all military veterans who served and have served the USA. The location is highly visible and helps highlight Savannah's commitment to remembering and honoring past veterans. In terms of restrictions, these standards are met. None of these restrictions apply. In terms of considerations, these standards are met as well. So staff is recommending approval to City Council to name Park Veterans Memorial Park because the name meets the standards. And I can answer any questions you may have.
What's the approximate acreage? It looks pretty substantial.
Mm-hmm. I don't know offhand.
But it's not the area circled in yellow.
No, we use that since that had an address and this lot did not. But it's this area right here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out.
That's why y'all have me here.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Question, is this going to be a park where veterans can go and actually sit? And
my understanding is there's going to be some landscaping and that sort of thing installed for people to sit and reflect at the park.
Okay.
Has a big flag.
That's a large flag.
Yeah,
there.
Okay. The largest flag in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I got eight press releases for that.
Okay. Okay. Any questions for staff? Any more questions for staff? No. Thank you, sir.
I move approval of staff recommendation.
Do we want to hear from the petitioner?
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Joseph Sherhouse with the city manager's office again. Again, Sarah did a great job of explaining the petition. I guess a little more contextual information about the park. This particular spot of land used to be Plantation Oaks Apartment and was demolished to make way for the Phase 5 Truman Parkway project. It has a retention pond on the south end and an open space on the north. And the larger plan for this particular park is in conjunction with another street that was renamed further north called Heroes Way. This wants to highlight the northernmost section with the goal of active military personnel and veterans who commute to Hunter Army Airfield will be highlighted how they enter the base. There's also a long-term vision of adding a lot of vegetation to Abercorn Street to resemble Victory Drive as a memorial to veterans in active military service. That, again, is a long-term vision with the goal of incorporating both private and public partnership to create this corridor into a remembrance for veterans.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm a veteran.
Well, thank you for your service.
I can appreciate that. Yes.
The flag, which was mentioned, is 30 by 50 feet. It's a very large flag. There will also be retired military equipment that will be placed on this particular site, along with a walking trail and some benches.
All right.
Could you tell me the approximate size of what we're talking about?
So the military equipment, which is quite a process of its own, mm-hmm. to get that equipment and place it on city property, has not been acquired yet. We're going through that now. So we don't know what it'll be or the particular size of it.
Okay. Well, I'm
the size of the land?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure offhand, but I will mention again that half of that land is a retention pond. The southernmost tip of that triangle-shaped parcel is a retention pond for water.
Okay.
Okay, question.
Go ahead.
Just as a matter of side, how is it accessible? Because that's, I mean, I'm not trying to, I'm just asking out of curiosity, because I know that's a pretty busy intersection. How would people access that?
Yeah, that's a challenge we're looking into now. Parking will also be an issue, but we have different park delineations, passive park and active parks, and a lot of time with our passive parks, we won't provide on-site parking, but it has been requested. So we're looking into it. The traffic counts on the frontage road are not quite as high as you would think. That's the road on the, I guess that would be the eastern side of the parcel. But still, it'd be a challenge. We'd have to do a crosswalk and maybe some lighting enhancements and
part of the long,
right? That's right. Long term approach. Yeah.
Well, I'm very pleased that the city is willing to take on these kind of expansions of park.
I'd also like to mention that it was funded through SPLOS. So the flag and all of the additions to the particular park were funded through the 1% SPLOS tax, penny sales tax.
Okay. Any more questions?
Mm-hmm.
Any discussion? Thank you. No discussion? Do I hear a motion?
I thought Eli made a motion.
Anybody
can make a motion.
Did you make a motion?
Move approval, staff recommendation.
Second.
Right. You know, this can't become habit for me.
There's some good things about that. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, saying aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Nope. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, now that he's concluded, I want to point out that Mr. Shiraus is the son of Joe Shiraus, who was the head of Leisure Services for many, many years, and earned his wings onto John Tidwell, and which goes way, way back to archaic time in life when I was working for the city manager, and I got to know his family, because his uncle has been my lifelong friend. And so Joe is in the city government, which is really a great place for him to be, because his father served there very well, and his uncle still serves in assistant city attorney position. So he runs in the family. You did a nice job today. Now I can say that now that you're
welcome aboard.
Yeah, and we are in the room named after the fellow who was the dean of city managers in the country for many, many years. He's been lost several of them.
Oh.
The city manager at the time.
I learned a lot from him. So.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're glad you're carrying on the tradition.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Other business? Any commissioner items?
I'm just curious if I could ask staff, has anything further happened with the Drayton Tower application? Mm-hmm. The little,
No, they're going to have to come to us with any text they propose, and I haven't heard from them since.
Just curious. I think she's just real busy. Shelby?
I think so, too. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Any other items to discuss?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there is a petition that's going to be coming for, I think it's Richard Street in West Savannah. And they're wanting to change that name to, in memory of the young man that was murdered about two, 3 weeks ago, Chandre Grant. Mm-hmm. The center is named after his father, the Grant Center.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the community out there wants to name that small Richard Street, I guess, do like they did with Reverend Lexi Aiken, call it Chantre Grant Way or something like that. So they're in the process of putting the petition together. So that's going to be coming forward.
This reminds me of something I'd like to ask the staff myself. Alicia and I went up for the aiming of the street, mm-hmm. and for the Reverend, and we have a problem in terms of just the not just this group, but the appropriate people, I mean, sometimes it includes the NPC and other groups, being notified that these things are happening. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes it's in the paper, sometimes not. And it would be nice to get more of us out on these dedications, I think, to show up, if particularly if we've approved it. So is there some way that we could be notified? I don't want to add to your...
We notify you if we know about it. So if you don't get an email from me, it's because we didn't know about it. Otherwise, okay. Of course, let you know. So I don't know.
I thought they came from here.
Maybe we could suggest...
Well, no, I saw the paper. I think
someone called me on the phone. That's a member of the church.
What she's saying is that unless someone says, we're going to dedicate a sign that y'all approved or a naming you approved, they really don't have a way of knowing when that's going to happen. But when they do, we've been getting emails for a long time about things that are going to be dedicated that we've approved.
If they let us know.
Yeah, but you can't know unless they tell you.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
When we're saying they, who are we talking about?
The petitioner, Georgia Historical Society is really
good. They're very
good
about that. I mean, almost any time we use one of their plaques, then y'all know it and then send it out.
Yep.
But I mean, there could be private stuff that we do that we know.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it was read in the paper about the Martin Luther King thing. You wouldn't have known that we had anything to do with it, but that's fine.
Yeah, they mentioned.
Mm-hmm. That we approved it.
Not in the article.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
The very end of the article.
No, it was in the beginning.
The church actually communicated with this group.
Yes.
Directly?
Directly, yeah.
That's interesting.
Right.
Yeah, they did.
Maybe, perhaps, in the future, if there is that occasion, maybe during this process, we could mention it.
Sure. Yes.
Say, if you are going to dedicate this, week. Be happy to get an invite.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, are you going to do that now?
I can mention it.
Did we ask them about that when they're here? Okay, that would be great. Okay,
that's awesome.
Next meeting, if there's nothing else, the next meeting is Thursday, August 2nd.
That's the day you go back to school? The kids go back to school?
Oh, is it?
Yes. That's
going to
be
it.
I haven't received anything.
Yes.
Do I hear a move to adjourn? I think that's supposed to ask for a move to adjourn.
So moved. All right. I call the motion.
And we don't need a second for that, do we?
I think you need a second, but I don't think you have to.
We all second.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.